All right, everybody, good evening. It is Thursday, July 14th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist Show. We come to you Sunday through Thursday around 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. Seems like we have a guest almost every night, but Thursday's reserved for the one, the only, one of the oldest truthers I know. And we call it, we name it after him, the Marcus Allen Show. So without further ado, here is Marcus Allen. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the invite again this week. I appreciate it.
All right. And going around the room, we have Joe Pepper from New Jersey. Hello, Joe. Joe
Piscopo. What's going on? How are we doing?
We're doing well. And coming back from the underground incognito AWOL, we have Diego from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Hello, Diego.
How's it going? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And on the phone, because we have technical internet issues somewhere in Ohio, we have Linda Curtis. Hello, Linda.
Hello, everyone.
And you are filling in for Frank tonight, who did not report in. He apparently alluded to the idea that he'd be away for a couple weeks. But we didn't get anything official, so we're going to cut his pay for this week.
Pay cut.
So that's fine. It's actually good to mix things up. And I'm your host, Fakeologist, as usual. And we're going to get right into the show. This is probably where Marcus starts his recorder because he doesn't like fluff. He just likes stuff. So
that's true. But I actually started it when we first started, so I'll cut it out. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. I can take it. I'm not proud. Okay. So what do we have on the agenda today? Is there anything happening in the world to discuss, or can we end the show early?
You can end it right now if you'd like. It's up to you.
Well, we the only show note to give to everyone, the one person who used Twitch, we're not on Twitch anymore. After last show, they sent a message saying we gave you three strikes, and I don't remember the first two, and you're gone. So we're off Twitch, and I'm not going to start that again. So the best place to find us is Fakotube, fakotube.com. And there's, well, here we are. That's it for the show notes.
Okay. Good to know.
And Tiago is in the house, Gabriel. Thank you for asking. Skate and Destroy is in the house. Dirty Benny's on DLive. Garrett Summers is in YouTube. And let's go. Let's have a show. Spider Phallus. Okay. Spider Phallus is in Fakotube.
Okay. I'm going to share my screen.
Okay.
And let's see.
How Where is this? It?
Right there.
All right. What do we got tonight? Okay.
And by the way, this show is going to be temporarily called Is This the Real Reason Boris Johnson Suddenly Quit as Prime Minister? You can find that on my website at escapethenewnormal.com. Click on the Marcus Allen Show archives and you can look for that. And it will simultaneously be, I will be forwarding my notes on to Tim, who you're listening to right now, over at fakeologist.com /blog, or you can click on blog. And Tim, what is the serial number for tonight's show on your end?
The show number is on the page, and or it should be on the page, and it is show FAK 575.
Okay. So here's the headline. Whilst you were distracted by Boris resigning, the United Kingdom government quietly published a report confirming the vaccinated account for 94% of all COVID-19 deaths since April, 90% of which were triple or quadruple jabbed. And instead of reading this, oh, darn, I lost it. Let me go back. Instead of reading it, just go down. If we scroll down here, you can see on my screen. Here it is. So in pink, we have the vaccinated deaths, again, according to the official UK Office for National Statistics. And in the little sliver here in green, we have the unvaccinated. And it goes a little bit more into depth, too. And you can actually click, and I'll put in the show notes a link directly to all these statistics you can see right here. COVID-19 deaths by vaccination status in England, You can see vaccinated 4,647 deaths, triple vaccinated 4,215, and unvaccinated 288. And on it goes. So the punchline is, when Fauci and all the other, I'll keep it clean, when all the other government officials tell us that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, he's just flat out gaslighting. He's lying to us. What say the panel?
Linda, do you have a comment? Anyone can jump in, I know. Go ahead, Linda.
I have a question because these are all their stories and their numbers. So yep. What makes you believe anything they put out these days? Because I think most of it's lies.
Just yeah, I stir, agree with that.
Stir up the shit between everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Diego?
Or Diego?
Yeah, I think... You know how I feel about this. I think people are definitely dying and getting hurt for sure. To what extent? I don't have the numbers. Linda's right in the sense that you really can't trust what any news outlet puts out there. So whether it's 90% or 94% or of the deaths are from vaccinated, I don't know. I can't confirm that. We don't know. All I can tell you is what I see here in my everyday life. I have my neighbor, not direct neighbor. He lives two doors down from me. He just passed away yesterday. He's 42 years old. Heart attack.
Whoa.
Triple jabbed. He had the booster shot 10 days ago and he died.
So this is a new event from last show, since last show. Oh, dear. Yeah. And cause of death? Any idea?
Cardiac arrest.
Which is caused by a clot to a coronary artery that cuts the blood flow to the heart?
Yeah. Lack of oxygen to the heart tissue. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I would agree with you to look in your own neighborhood, possibly look at the obituaries in your local papers to see if they're going up.
How young
the people are and things like that, because that's the only numbers that you can actually count on as probably truth.
Yes, update from
your local funeral homes and to see if they have an uptake.
Update from last week. Remember, I told you guys that I called one of the funeral homes here, and he said a comment.
Yep.
Okay. The day after the show, there's two other big funeral homes here in Sydney. I called both of them, and both of them said no comment. And however, the lady, I guess she's the secretary at one of the funeral homes. She at first wanted to speak off camera, off the phone. And then she decided not to.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
She was shut down.
And she used to work at the Cape Breton Regional Hospital. She told me, she said, that's one of the reasons why she left, because she's not, vaccinated. So she's at the funeral home now.
Yeah. Mm.
So all three major funeral homes here in Sydney, Nova Scotia, none of them would answer me.
That's amazing.
Joe Pepper, any thoughts?
Well, I've been calling bullshit since day one. I think everybody here has.
Yeah. But what about the specific graph?
I would say, you know, if it's numbers on death from vaccination, I don't know if I believe numbers from any of these sources. But I wouldn't doubt that there are deaths from vaccinations that they're keeping from us, perhaps.
Yeah. My comment is, I don't know what the numbers even mean, in the sense that these are numbers they don't care if you know, because they don't mean anything. There's no admission of anything by telling you that 90% of all the deaths are vaccinated. It kind of aligns with the idea that they want you to think 90% of all people are vaccinated. So really, this is a meaningless statistic. That's why it's out there. Hey, Linda, I'm going to pod you down, Linda, just because whenever you want to speak, I'll pod you back up, just so you know. Because there's a lot of static in the background there. So I don't think these numbers actually mean anything because there's no admission. They're completely harmless numbers. They're not the statistics that we need. And the only statistic that matters is who is dying as a direct result of getting the lethal injection. That's the only number that matters. And that is not a number that is not a concept they will even talk about.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think what you're saying, I don't think this article is relevant in any way.
Yeah, it would be nicer if this article had statistically the last 5 years, cardiac arrest admissions, stroke admissions, aneurysm admissions. That would, to me, would be a much more substantial, data and information that I'd find more useful. So let's say, for example, where you live, Marcus, in Pennsylvania there. Let's say, for example, your local hospital sees 1,000 cardiac arrests per year on average for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your hospital is starting to see 2,000 cardiac arrests in the last calendar year. That would be statistically a lot more important to, data for me to ascertain. So I'd want to see the cancer rates, the strokes, the aneurysms. I'd want to see all that year over year for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great point.
Yep. Okay. So I have the next thing I want to show you is on Twitter, and I want to see if it plays and you can hear it. If it doesn't, I'll pass the link on to Tim. So take a listen to this. Tell me if you can hear it.
No.
I hear nothing.
How about now?
A little.
Could you hear that?
Can you crank her up?
I can't. So I'm going to give this link to you so you can play it.
This is what woman's this person?
Walensky from the CDC.
Okay.
Well, I'll switch screens and put you play and we'll analyze.
Play. Okay. One moment, sir. What am I sharing here? Window. And where is she? Where is she here? Okay. So we're going to bring her in. And
what I should do, Tim, in the future is do what you did with IPS last night and share, our restreams and merge them together. That way you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, I've been asking for a while. I don't think we've done that successfully with anyone yet. Tiago and I are going to do that one of these days when he gets off his fishing boat.
Sunday, for sure.
Okay.
Many Americans are under-vaccinated.
No shit.
Meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccine.
By the way, up to date is that was the buzz phrase of the day that came out months ago. They just seem to be pushing it hard now, but they did mention they're not going to use numbers anymore, as in fourth dose, fifth dose. It's just up to date.
Yep.
Because I don't think anyone wants to know, even those that believe it, that they're on dose number 12. That might bother them.
Not all people over the age of 50 have received their first booster dose. Of those who received their first booster dose, only 28% of those over 50 have received a second booster dose. And of those over the age of 65, only 34%.
Here we go, just baffling us with numbers again. They mean nothing.
If you can bring it back, I think it's important to listen to the whole thing because this is very telling.
All right.
Yeah, go back it. Don't interrupt. Boom.
I just want to make your face go back and forth like that.
Many Americans are under-vaccinated, meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Not all people over the age of 50 have received their first booster dose. Of those who received their first booster dose, only 28% of those over 50 have received a second booster dose. And of those over the age of 65, only 34% have received their second booster dose. So my message right now is very simple. It's essential that these Americans, as Dr. Shah said, get their second booster shot right away. Many Americans are under-vaccinated.
He's how Twitter repeats everything. Hey, stop it.
All right. So, Tiago, what do you make of that? I think there's a very important tell there that most people, I think, won't get. What do you think about what you just said?
It's propaganda. I, to be honest with you, I don't even like this lady. She's she was the one, Walensky, she was the one crying, saying that there's going to be doom in our future a year ago. So, you know, I don't, you know, when she's talking, I don't really pay attention to what she's saying. But to the average person, like, watching this, you know, she's making them feel bad, making them feel fearful. All this, you know, you got to be up to date, and I don't know. Like, to me, it's circus talk. She's just doing circus talk and trying to crank up the fear and all this nonsense.
Tim,
I don't know what the tell is. I'm just looking at all the comments underneath the Twitter post, and most people don't believe a thing that she's saying. But what is the tell?
Before I give the tell, I want to give Linda a chance if you can pump her volume up and let her speak.
There she is. Go ahead, Linda.
I agree with Diego. It's just, it's all numbers. They're just trying to flip the vax with the unvax, the anti-vax against the vax or whatever. And all the people that got vaxxed aren't going to believe that most people didn't get vaxxed, but then all the anti-vaxxers are going to be like, there's more of us. We can do something. It's play with words. Mm-hmm.
The Joe people, Pepper?
She's clearly talking to the vaccinated, and she's talking about boosters. She's not talking about first dose, second dose. She's talking about people that have already been boosted once and boosted a second time. So she's completely leaving out anything about unvaccinated people. She's talking to, you know, she's speaking to the choir. She's singing to the choir.
I'll just tell you what the tell is. I'm surprised you guys didn't get it. She said only 28% of people got the first dose.
I don't even think she talked about the first and second dose. She's talking about the boosters.
Play it again. Right.
And here,
I didn't hear that.
As someone said, there's a reason why they do not use the number four, not calling it the fourth vaccine. Psychologically, think it's too.
Please play it again. Yeah, she said 28% of the people age 50 got the first dose. That means 72% of people didn't get it after the first. That's quite an admission.
Okay, wait. Here we go. We'll listen again.
Many Americans are under-vaccinated, meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Not all people over the age of 50 have received their first booster dose.
You're right. My bad. Yeah. This is nothing.
She's not even talking about the first two. She's given up on the people that haven't had the first two.
That's what I said. That's what I say.
Yeah.
That was totally. I totally missed that. Thank you. That's why I love running this by.
That's why we have a panel here.
That's right.
Okay. But right. Again, and all the best answers are in the replies to the Twitters, to the tweets rather, the twats. So
yes.
The people have figured it out, at least this group underneath this Twitter post. So as you've said, the gold is in the comments always.
Always.
And I like this one. Hey, Rochelle, my message right now is very simple. GFY. That's an anagram for those who.
Does anyone need to know what that is? If they do, just raise your hand and I'll tell you.
Right.
Does anyone know what that means?
I know what it means.
Tim. Joe, do you know what that means? GFY?
GFY.
The last word is yourself.
And go the first word yourself. Is go.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic. People, if you go back to my screen, peopledemocracy.com. I've been screaming about this for years, and here we go. I believe it was Allison McDowell who discovered this. It's called Augmented Democracy, Exploring the Design Space of Collective Decisions. Augmented Democracy. And this TED Talk, Cesar Hidalgo, Director of Center for Collective Learning, presents the idea of augmented democracy, blah, blah, blah. Punchline, here's your no politician, computer-run AI government.
Yeah, and you made the point yesterday. If people want to listen to a really great show that's not part of the Fakeologist main feed, go to the Fakeologist audio chats. And Marcus came on at the end to talk with another Mark from Pennsylvania or Ohio. And it was a really long show with me and Mark. And then Marcus came in at the end. And there's some really great points made throughout the show by everybody. And Linda was there too. And so as Farce Valley was doing a good job. Anyway, yeah, you were talking about the whole point of these incompetent, idiotic, stupid leaders is it's being revealed that they just can't handle this kind of problem, this kind of complexity, this reset, and they're going to have to bring in experts. And this basically fits with the whole technocratic takeover. But you're saying that there's going to be some, they're going to want to bring in some AI, which I thought was a pretty great point. Because as you said, if you don't think there's a complaints department for the government now, they're really isn't going to be one when a computer is making all the decisions. So,
and that doesn't mean that the computer will make the decisions. It'll be a front. Of course, humans will make the decision, but they'll blame it on the computer.
That's right. Yeah. Can I make a comment on this? Yeah, go ahead.
I've said this for a long time that they've been working on this because there was reports that came out years ago about AI governance and things like that. And I think that's why they put the stupid politicians in place like Joe Biden and, well, you just name them. I mean, all of them. And they're putting them out there so the population will say, we want something else. And of course, they're going to pick a computer because a computer's objective, right?
Right.
Because
right.
They don't realize that there's a human behind it. So, yeah, I see this as an easy transition for them.
Yep.
And I love that you're talking about Joe Biden because, oh my goodness, John Talks on YouTube, the Clip Master, almost every video has Joe Biden in it. This guy is on overdrive screwing up. It's getting...
Well, he called Latinos tacos the other day.
Yeah, he's got to be close to getting the hook. Do you think he's going to go the distance? Is he going to go the 4 years? I don't think so.
If he lives.
No, but I think they're really striving for the American population to say, we don't want a president anymore. We want something else.
Yeah.
And they're going to get it because the population rules everybody.
That's true. It looks like Frank has made an appearance. An ounce of salt per day. Hello.
Whoa. Ni hao.
Oh, your mic is up, Frank. So if you can't talk, then I guess it's not working. So we'll keep going. You've got a graph on the screen, Marcus.
Yes. Well, before I show you the graph, I have a question for you, Tim. Do you remember what month the vaccine was released on the world last year? Because I don't.
January.
Was it January 2021?
Yes, it was right after Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So this from Dark Side Papers. I am a member of Dark Side Papers. If you are going, and I'll post a link to it. In fact, let me put that in the show notes here. Warning, if you are thinking about joining Dark Side Papers, I would be a lurker. I would not be a participant because the administrator, Omar, he's very quick to ban people who, he's very quick to ban people. So you have to have a very thick skin if you want to participate. So here is a chart that he posted. It's an excellent one. It's the increase in number of stillbirths per 1,000 births. So you're saying that the vaccination came out here. Interesting that the number of stillbirths went down when the vaccine came through, but then skyrocketed after that. You can see that right here from March of 2021 all the way till now. There's a skyrocketing of stillbirths. I will also post a link to a video I did about this. I did a whole Operation Wake 'em Up video about this, where the government admitted that the vast majority of women who took the vaccination would have a stillbirth. They admitted this. It can't be debunked. It's been tried. No one has. What do you guys think about this? Or does the chart speak for itself?
Yeah, the chart speaks for itself for sure. But, you know, I've been hearing this, at, you know, from several sources, old paramedic friends, nurses, that stillbirths are up in many Canadian hospitals. You know, I would imagine it's the same all over the world. So it's, again, it's something that needs to be filed as a freedom of information up here in Canada and around the world at all these hospitals to get a graph like this, to get the data for the last 5 years of all the stillbirths month by month. And then you'll be able to have a very accurate assessment of what's going on, of how deep of an impact this is. I know that from a Freedom of Information Act in Portugal done, that, and this was 3 days ago, that stillbirths are up in Portugal 38% from the year over year.
Oh yeah, I've listened to the miscarriage rate. I think we talked about it months ago. Actually,
yep.
It's about 80%. I think you brought it up months ago.
Well, I have a video about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is old. This is old news still. Is it just coming out again in other places? Is that your point? Because
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about it. This seems like yesterday's news. I know we're ahead of the curve.
Why are they pushing this at this point? Because still, when I look in my local obituaries, you don't see a lot of, and people post their babies, by the way, in obituaries.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on. But a stillbirth is anywhere up to 9 months.
Yeah.
If someone has a miscarriage at 6 months, do they?
Well, no, miscarriage. But, I mean, miscarriages aren't. A lot of people do have miscarriages even before the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that rate is up, too. And it's probably not reported.
They usually report those in an obituary because they're just mourning and they just got to get it out.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
And a stillbirth is the last trimester. The other one is the first two.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is the thing, because my niece actually had one years ago, and she posted hers in the obituary because she had to actually give birth.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. If you look at the statistics
process and I mean, that is reported.
Yeah. If you look at the statistical data, the Japanese study that came out, when I was reading it months ago, the majority of the damage is done in the first trimester. So 84% from what I read was still birth in the first trimester.
Well, I hear
what I'm trying to figure out is, with all these statistics, right? If you combine them all or whatever, it's a big portion of the whole population, which we know didn't get vaccinated. So that's my issue with all these statistics is, you know, when you mesh them together, it's like, it's an unreal number. That's my issue with it.
Well, I think the vaccination also prevents implantation. So those non-pregnancies don't even get noticed.
What do you mean by that?
When the egg is fertilized, anywhere between the ovaries and the uterus, the quaxine, the toxin, prevents the egg from implanting in the uterus.
Oh, so you're saying conception is quashed too?
No.
Yes.
Well, conception could be quashed. No, but once the egg is fertilized, that's conception. But the egg travels down into the uterus to implant. And a lot of women, so if it doesn't implant, then it will just be expelled without any woman noticing. So those numbers could never be reported. Nobody knows exactly.
The only way of measurement that you'll also get from that is through ectopic pregnancies. And I'd like to see the number on ectopic pregnancies, meaning the pregnancy in the fallopian tube. So I would like to see if those numbers are up as well. So essentially, what Tim is describing.
Another,
yeah.
I was just going to say there's also another aspect to this, because in 2020, every death was caused by COVID. And now in 2022, every death is caused by the vax.
So yeah, but they call it COVID, though. But they call that COVID. They don't say vax.
But it doesn't matter. All the alternative media is calling it the vax.
Okay.
And the alternative media.
I don't know if that's true. I think the alternative media is saying 90% of, and that's what Marcus started out with. He said 90% of all the deaths in the hospital are vaccinated people that die of COVID. They don't say they die of the vaccine. I don't think hardly anyone's saying that.
No, but I mean, as far as the alt media go, like, you know, people that's researching or anti-vax and things like that, I'm saying that they're all going to assume those are vax people. You see what I mean? And so when you look at all this and you have to use logic to you can't believe one side or the other, because the internet has its own MSM.
Well, I'm just saying they're saying that these people die of COVID, which is helps confirm the narrative. They don't care. The people that are pushing COVID as something real, they don't care if they're vaccinated or not. As long as you say you died of COVID, it's fine that they were vaccinated. So they're just going to say, well, I guess we got to keep trying for a new vaccine or a new treatment, because obviously this isn't working against COVID. So...
Yeah, they're not going to say that either. I mean, they haven't been saying that either. They just keep pushing whatever they've got at the moment and boosting and boosting again.
Yeah, but they're all saying they're dying of COVID. That nobody dies from the vaccine in the mainstream or in most of the alternative media. They're all on the wrong path, and they don't care. You're asking all the wrong questions. They don't care about the answer. No one is really saying it's the vaccine.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, if you look at your local obituaries and they are skyrocketing, then you're going to know something's wrong. I don't see that here.
Yeah.
And I even called my local funeral home to see, because I know the guy. I went to school with him. And I called to see if he was running into blood that was thickening and, you know, all this stuff. And he's like, no.
He says, okay.
I've heard those reports. And he goes, it's not happening here.
Yeah. I don't buy that either. Not buying that.
Bomb anybody if the blood was that thick. I mean, how would you get it out of the body?
Right.
I mean, you have to use common sense at some point.
Right. Is Frank here?
No, he just sent me an email half an hour ago saying he's in the green room, so I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to be somewhere, stay there. Don't just come and go. I can't look at every single thing every single time. Okay.
How did DarkSid come up with that? Did they analyze data to come up with that chart?
I think he just grabbed it from somewhere. He tends to do that.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to him, but unless we know who analyzed this data, it could just be something, you know, something constructed. I don't know.
That's true. And from the video that I did on this, it was not the stillbirths that were immense. It was the, what's the other one? The first two trimesters, miscarriages, right. The stillbirths. Like, there were virtually no stillbirths. It was, vast majority of them were miscarriages. Ruff, ruff.
Whose dogs?
Is that Linda's dog? Linda?
I don't have any dogs, so.
Okay.
Next, starting in September, it will be illegal in Arizona to film law enforcement activity within 8 feet of a police officer.
Whoa. Okay, get your Zoom lens out, boy.
What say you, the panel?
I say that'll need a constitutional challenge, freedom of speech.
Definitely.
But okay. I guess that'll keep them away for a certain period of time. I watch those guys. I love those guys, the constitutional First Amendment auditors. I think they're great.
Yep.
And most of them are not. Yeah, most of them are not within 8 feet. They're not in that personal zone. So I don't think it's going to be a problem anyway. But I guess if they get, it's like when you let a camel's nose come in the tent, you know what happens.
But here's the, I'll give you the little dirty little secret what police do.
I'm surprised it's not 6 feet.
Right. Right.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, the reason why they are doing this and going to get away with it is because what happens if you're filming and the cop comes up to you and you're like, turn that off. Now he's 2 feet away from you. See? Or what if you're in your car and you get pulled over and the cop comes up to your window? Now you're within 8 feet. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get you. Well, yeah. Dirty Benny Constitution. Ha, 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 ha.
Right. Okay. It's true. I got to say this. I've said it a gazillion times. I'll say it one more time. We have never signed a wet ink contract to obey laws. And that includes the Constitution. Anyone want to comment on that?
No.
No?
I agree with that.
Them, not us.
Say that again, Lindo. You were cut off.
Do you think the Constitution was written for them, the people, not us?
Of course I do.
I figured you did.
Do you?
Yeah. It was written for them.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply to us.
I actually have a whole video I'm going to do about it somewhere in my notes. There's all kinds of things in the Constitution that no one talks about that is not for us. So now you're going to make me whip this out. Constitution.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's pretty obvious the way it's worded that it's not for us.
Just to give you a hint, there's income taxes, eminent domain, judicial review, encourages national debt, politician pay without oversight, slavery, electoral college, guns, elections, trade barriers and protectionism, juries, suing states, voting age, blocking commerce, state control of liquor. So yeah, there's lots of things in the Constitution that is not for us.
Right.
And again, we didn't sign anything that says we have to obey to anything.
No.
It's the color of law.
Yeah, and Frank made a good point. I don't know if it was your show or just a live chat. I'm not really sure, but he said that at least in Australia, he checked a box that said this would be his last.
Yeah, for IRS. Yeah.
I'm going to have
me. I wouldn't have checked any box. I would just stop. That's what I've done forever.
Yeah.
And nothing has happened to me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I readily say fuck the I and the R and the S. I mean, come on, let's go at it, boys. The IRS was again.
Well, but you're giving them your money because they're taking it out of your check if you have a
paycheck. Well, I don't have any money taken out of a check. I'm self-employed.
Oh, well.
And you don't have to have any taxes to, you can put the maximum. We used to be able to, they actually changed that. You used to be able to put like 13 dependents and they would take no money out of your check.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. They changed that.
That's right.
Now you just check if you're single or not, or married or whatever, and they do the work for you and you don't have an option.
Right.
So I think they figured that out, that people were going to, get around that.
Mm-hmm. But getting to it, it was a 1% voluntary tax to fund the war. It was supposed to be a temporary tax. And we know it's a voluntary tax because Walt Disney was hired to put, I'll put that in the notes too. Axis of taxes or something like that. Do your part, pay your taxes to help fund the war. So it was voluntary when that video came out. And again, that IRS filed. Go ahead, Linda.
I said Walt Disney of all people, you know.
I know.
The movie maker.
Yeah, the movie.
The master of propaganda.
Master of propaganda,
he was
right.
Involved in NASA and the moon landing and all that stuff. So yeah, I mean, they use who they use.
Yep. Axis of taxes. Yeah, and then I'll put the movie from Aaron Russo called Does anyone remember that movie?
I can't remember.
About taxes. I'll find it. I'll put it in the notes. But Freedom to Fascism, that's it. Freedom to Fascism proves, without a shadow of doubt, there's no law that says you have to pay taxes.
No, and there's technically no income either.
Right, guys, you have to be a corporation.
You're working. Yeah, but if you're working for, you're doing labor for something in return, there's no income involved. You're not making a profit.
Right. That's what I meant by corporation. It has to be a profit. Right?
Yep.
Tim keeps paying his taxes.
Yeah. I do.
Alrighty. Are we done with that topic?
The Arizona with the cops?
Yeah.
Is there anyone who's putting it forth? So what kind of governor do they have? What's the impetus? I wouldn't mind a little more background on it. Is it all because of the First Amendment auditors? Is that the problem? Or yeah, Penny Gwynn wants to know, is that show note number 7? Yeah, we don't use the numbering here.
The show note 17. Or maybe 10. Could be something in the middle. Yeah, that's the problem. I think it's hard to do show notes when I'm doing it and Tim's making numbers and he doesn't announce the number. It's, you know, when he's doing it, it works. It doesn't work this way, I don't think.
No, it's okay.
But I in the show notes, I have very detailed description of what the notes are, so it's easy to find the note.
And no one clicks it anyway, as you say.
That is correct. All right, next, sex. I said sex, and plant-based foods. So, Tim, you were talking about, someone was talking, I think Frank was talking about how Kellogg, the maker of Kellogg cereal, made food so that people wouldn't want to have sex anymore.
Okay.
And here it is. It's called The Road to Wellville, which is a full movie, and it's very hard to find this, but I found it. So I will post that in the show notes. The Road to Wellville, the full movie with no paywall. So if you would like to watch it, actually, remember, I don't watch movies. It was one of the last movies that my wife and I watched in a movie theater, I think.
Wow, it was in a theater.
Yeah.
How'd the box office do on that? It's not on your screen.
Yeah. Would you like me to show it?
I thought you would, because we've got the police thing on the screen.
Okie dokie.
What's it? Okay.
All right, now you have to sign in to confirm your age.
Wow.
Well, anyway, the Road to Wellville.
Okay. How did that do at the box office?
Probably great with the vegans.
I've never heard of it. What year was it? 1994.
Ooh. Yep.
Anthony Hopkins, or Anthony, what's his nuts? Well, we'll play a preview.
Wellville Health Resort.
Do you masticate, Mr. Lightbody?
Do I what?
The Wellville Health Resort, a place for healing.
Just relax, Mr. Lightbody.
For cleansing.
I like to look at the nude ladies.
And most of all,
sex.
I hardly recognize you with your clothes on.
Anthony Hopkins, Bridget Fonda, Matthew Broderick, John Cusack, and Dana Carvey in an Alan Parker film, The Road to Wellville.
Okay.
The reason I was kind of joking about the vegans because I thought Tiago would jump in. Clearly, Tiago is taking vegetables that are the exact opposite because he sounds very virile and very. That doesn't seem to be a problem.
Not at all.
Are you still here?
I don't know. I got to watch the movie.
Was that a joke? This whole thing, or I don't know.
The last part. I said. You asked, and I said, well, it's for the vegans, because that's the whole point of the movie, is that you feed plant-based matter to people, and they will lose their sex drive. That's the whole premise of the movie.
Oh, I see. Okay. Dirty Benny says it's one of the last movies I watched. Dirty Benny, do we have a transvestigation on Bridget Fonda?
I
do like her.
I like that word. That's funny.
Yeah. Big square jaw.
All right, it's 9:15, which means we're probably going to wrap up with this one. I call it situational awareness. It's from my favorite forum on the planet, Godlike Productions, and I will read it. It's kind of lengthy, and we'll discuss it. So let me copy the link here and paste Reno, and here we go. So if you switch to my screen, Tim.
Yeah, you're on.
Things I learned as an intelligence operative. In no particular order, take from it what you will. Truth is only what you get enough people to believe. It should be called consensus instead. It doesn't matter what you know, how much evidence you have, or how many people you tell. Confirmation bias is so ingrained in people that you will always choose the comfortable lie over the hard truth, no matter what evidence to the contrary they're presented with. It's just the way they're wired. Loyalties are yours and yours alone. Don't ever rely on someone else having any sense of them just because you do. It's the most dangerous mistake you could ever make. You're disposable. Right now, there are at least 5 people in your life who believe that and have planned accordingly for the event that you're no longer in the picture. Odds are there are 5 more trying to make it happen on their schedule. Right now, there are people like me all over the world working to shape what you believe because they've been led to believe they're doing it for the right reasons. Don't assume that what you hear is true. Do your own research. Better yet, throw away your TV. Trust nothing and no one. Read that again. Make copies of everything and put them someplace secure that no one knows about. Record every interaction you have with employers, law enforcement, and any other government official you come in contact with. Get a dash camera. You'll thank me later. It's much easier to be labeled a dissident than you realize. In every developed country on earth, there is a mechanism in place that can ruin you with nothing more than a few keystrokes. Your credit score, security clearance, job, and reputation can all be destroyed as quickly as you can turn off a light switch for something as simple as saying the wrong thing to the wrong person. Learn to keep your opinions to yourself. Don't let what you do define you. Don't let other people do it for you either. A self of sense is all you have to keep yourself grounded. Stretch and exercise daily, if only 10 minutes. Always carry a sidearm. Always keep it concealed well. A t-shirt hanging over your Glock doesn't cut it. Pay attention to signs unless it's a government building telling you otherwise. Those only work for law-abiding citizens. Be judged by 12 is always better than being carried by 6. Always carry a sharp pocket knife. Always carry a cigarette lighter, even if you don't smoke. Polygraphs are bullshit. That's why they're inadmissible in court and law enforcement rarely uses them. Total mindfuck on the part of the examiner and the interrogator. Keep calm. Stick to yes or no answers and never offer more than asked. When they say this answer is inconclusive, is there anything you can clarify the answer? Just say no. Anybody who's ever asking the question, being an employer, law enforcement, nosy neighbor, or anyone else, are fishing for admissions. If they had anything solid on you, they wouldn't be wasting their time talking to you. Keep a road atlas in your vehicle and get a detailed street map of everywhere you go. GPS doesn't work everywhere. Learn every possible route to and from your destination. Katie bar your exterior doors. The extra few seconds it takes to breach is the difference between life and death. Always have an exit plan. Always. And it goes on. What I'll do is I'll post a link to this. What do you guys think about that?
I think you've posted this before. I've heard this. This is very fear porn to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't carry a sidearm in Canada, and I... carrying a lighter. It's just a lot of fear porn.
You don't think there's any good advice there? Stretch and exercise daily only for 10 minutes?
Well, that's pretty good. I'll go with that.
I agree with polygraphs or bullshit. I agree with that.
Okay.
I don't know about keeper. Go ahead, Joe.
They obviously never listened to Chris Kendall because it should say somewhere, stop cooking your meat.
Salty Siren says that was a ridiculous list.
Okay. No one else?
That was kind of a boring one.
Every time I think something's going to take forever, it's nothing. All right. You guys want to talk about Chris Kendall? I know y'all want to talk about Chris Kendall.
Not everyone knows about it, but that is
I'm going to bring the shit out of your meat.
Okay.
Who in the chat wants me to talk about the Chris Kendall controversy? Yes or no? I saved it for the last because everyone usually leaves after about 10 minutes.
Is this with the boogeyman?
The audience is bigger today at the end.
Is it?
Yep. I didn't get to finish that because it's a 6-hour long chat.
Oh,
so,
well.
So, yeah, include a little bit of that in if you have time tonight.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You know, speaking of that, I always know when Tim telegrams me and he's like, hey, come join our audio chat. And he doesn't leave any details, nothing, in the middle of the day.
It's just because I don't want, I'm too lazy to go type it in on my phone. I just said come join because if I'm driving at a red light, I don't have time to write a magnus opus there. So
I knew that someone was talking about me. I just knew it. So I went to Longwood Gardens and smelled the flowers. And then I came back and I thought for sure after 6 hours, it would be over. And I wrote back to Tim. I was like, where's this audio chat at? He goes, oh, we're still talking.
That's right.
So that's what happened.
Well, I didn't think Mark from Pennsylvania, but in Ohio, I didn't think he was going to go that long, but he was very chatty. So I was busy doing other things while he was doing a lot of chatting. So he just wanted to talk, which is fine. And that's what the audio chat's all about.
And Tim, you got to say that how impressed you were that I knew that he was smoking weed. You got to throw that at him.
All right. I thought that's a minor point, but yeah, you picked it up. You don't think
and that's why you didn't need to be on the call. He could have just talked by himself for 6 hours.
Well, I think anyone, even pros, they need a little prompting. It's really hard. Well, you know yourself. It's hard to talk on your own. And when there's someone else there, you can go 10 times longer.
Sure. Sure.
I think.
Okay. So what did he say about you and how did you handle it?
We should tell Diego first because he's part of the panel. He probably doesn't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so should I just give the whole background? Yeah, whole background on Chris Kendall in like a minute.
Yeah, for Diego, you have to because it's not fair that he's sitting here wondering what the hell you're talking about.
So before 2000, I officially launched Truth in 7 Minutes, which is no longer online, truthin7minutes.com, and September 11, 2008. And then I got an email from this guy named Chris Kendall. He's like, which is very unusual. I've never, except for one time, and that was Uncle Odd, I've never had anyone contact me out of the blue and want to talk to me out of all these years. There were just two people, Chris Kendall, Uncle Odd.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Which is very suspicious because people don't usually start off that way. Normally they're a listener. They lurk. You see them in the chat. Like Joe, like he lurks. And then you find out a year later, hey, he kind of likes what you have to say. And then you hook up. That's usually how it works. No, I never heard from this guy, Chris Kendall. He contacts me. I really like what you're doing. We should hook up. Long story, tolerable, as Todd likes to say. And I did his show just like we're doing right now. I did his show. I was probably the number one guest on his show. And there were many times when Chris Kendall would just drop out of nowhere. He would just take off for 6 weeks at a time. And then he would just show up. And then we were like, is everything okay? Oh, yeah, I just took off. Whatever. That kind of bothered me. So towards the end, I was starting to get new information from some of the people who follow me. And they were concerned about Chris Kendall. They said, do you know what nihilism is? I'm like, I don't. And they explained it to me, which is basic. Well, Tim, how would you explain nihilism?
When you don't believe anything.
It's like, what's the use of living? Is the way I took it.
Okay.
Would you take it that way? Anyone else? What's anyone else have an idea on what nihilism is officially? Look that up.
I think it's a pretty gloomy aspect on life.
Right. And they said to me, and I was growing a little suspicious of what was going on with Chris because it just seemed like it was so negative, like everything in life sucked. And the police, he was always talking about how bad the police were and how unfair life was. And if you listen to me for quite some time, I'm the opposite. I mean, I'm the most optimistic skeptic on the planet, but I'm very optimistic. I'm still very optimistic about the future. So I got this one person who contacted me. I don't remember who it was. And they're like, look into nihilism. And I'm like, holy crap. If you look at the word nihilism in the dictionary, there's a picture of Chris Kendall. Mm-hmm. So then fast forward to April something of 2020, Tim, when he died?
A couple of years. It's been a couple of years since April. Is it 1 year? I got to look at it. I was just looking up nihilism. Sorry, while you were talking.
Yeah, it's on the screen if you look, if you have my screen up.
Okay. I'm looking
at my screen up. Nihilism is a philosophy or family of views within philosophy that rejects generally accepted or fundamental aspects of human existence.
Okay. That's deep.
Yeah, a little bit. So fast forward to yesterday, and this Mark from Pennsylvania, who is now in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Marcus, I really like everything you woke me up. I really like this. I really like this. And it's always the but. But the way you treated Chris Kendall when he died, I'm really upset with you. How dare you talk ill of someone who isn't around? He's not here to defend himself. Mm-hmm. So let me post what I posted. This is what I posted when Chris died, because I knew I'd get a lot of people asking me about it, and I just wanted to point people to this.
Right.
And here it is. Hoaxbusters calls Chris Kendall died, and I'm upset.
Now, what's the date on that? Did you put the date?
I didn't. It was literally the next day when I found out, I guess. It was definitely within a week.
No, but what? I can't see the screen because it's too small. Is it April 2021?
I didn't put a date. I never date my stuff.
So you don't have the date on it.
No, I'm recalling when it was.
Okay. All right. That would have been a good part to put the date. Okay.
Well, I mean, I can go to archive. Watch.
It's on my site. There's a link to that on my site.
And what's the date?
I'm going to look.
Okay.
I'm trying to find, I guess I deleted that tab on my screen for Chris. So let me just do a quick search. Okay, here's the obituaries here. Here we go. I'm going to pull up on my screen, which is way up at the top. And
it was in April.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the date. April 16th, 2020. Wow, the time is flying by. Okay, it's been 2 years. Sorry. I'm just as COVID's got started, because he was getting really aggravated. I remember at the time. Yeah.
And Dirty Benny saying, no death occurred. I am in agreement with Marcus. So anyway, here's what I wrote. Where did I put it? If you can show my screen again.
Yeah.
Okay. See this box right here? A picture, a graphic should be here. And down here, a graphic should be here. And here. And here. Okay. Now, this is going to sound crazy. This has happened to me at Truth in 7 Minutes before. I am a marketing geek, meaning I love talking about marketing and I love making websites, making software, etc. I literally have the world's longest password and I change it often. I did not get hacked. But see, the reason why this is empty and no graphic is here is because someone, and I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but I have no proof, so I won't say exactly, deleted these proofs that I had from my server in my artwork section. And this happened again at Truth in 7 Minutes. That's why I took it down. I'm like, why bother? At that time, I knew who it was. It was the Navy that took it down in Tampa, Florida, because I was able to reverse engineer the logs and find that out. So right off the bat, someone's deleting. Now, what is up with that? Why? If Chris Kendall, some 2-bit nobody, basically, because that's what we are. Why are they deleting this proof that I'm showing that he's still alive? So check this out. Okay. Okay. Chris's sister posted about his death in many Facebook pages. Let's open this up. I'm not going to log.
Pretty Benny is saying, did Marcus see the video on Reel posted on the forums of Renee putting an antenna on the roof on a ladder? No, where's that, Dirty Benny? Give me the link.
Yeah, send us a link.
I don't even know about that. I guess I'll look up at the Fakeologist forums, fakeologist.com/forums2. Let me look. Antenna roof. Let's see. No? Yeah, give us the link. We have...
Okay, I was able to log in. Here's what happened. This post that I, it's she took it down.
Okay. Who took it down?
Renee.
Where was the post?
So in this particular post, Renee claims her brother was murdered. So when you click on that, it's been removed. Okay, no problem. She wants privacy. I get it. Here's where she posted about his death. When you go there, as you can see, Renee K. Robinson. Fine, that's her. She likes to take selfie pictures. Okay, that's fine. Most people do that. But then, and then this is her mom posting about elephant rescues the week after her son dies. Fine, whatever. That's fine. And then we click on this. Trust me, it's going to get good. Okay, so here's the official story from the Lawton Constitution about his death. Fine. It's still there. Now let's go further down. And then here's the weirdest part of all. There's this GoFundMe page. Okay? Okay. This is the most important part. Renee Kendall Robinson is organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Kelly Kendall. I thought his name was Chris.
Okay.
Fine. Nice. Fine. No problem. That changed. It was Chris Kendall. So I did a little digging, and Chris's sister has the courage for sending up fundraisers. This is one for a whopping $12,975. But check this out. There were four people on the fundraising team. And I'm sure if I go back to archive.org, I should probably do that, actually. Renee's name is in here. So there were four. It was deleted. Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see.
So let's go to archive.
So who was on the fundraising team after all?
It was her. She was the only one, actually.
Who's Caden?
I know. There's so many questions. Oh, it gets better.
No, it's it's hard to see the screen because it's small on my end. But who's Caden? I'm lost. And Dirty Benny, where's the video from Unreal? I need the link because I don't know where it is on the forums, or maybe it's on the forums one.
But here's the thing: it used to say Renee was the organizer, but now it's been changed. Brittany is the organizer. Brittany and Ashley Cox are organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Jason Timmerson. Fine, but where's Renee? And that's because if you read this when I first put this out, by the way, this fundraiser didn't raise a penny.
Diego, are you following all this?
Yeah.
So this is Renee Kendall Robinson. That's her. So she's constantly raising fundraiser type of things. In fact, if I remember, it was 800. But when we do a quick search, and this is what the picture was, when we do a quick search on Google, we see Chris's sister has set up more than 800 GoFundMe fundraisers.
Wow.
She's making good money. She's scamming.
That's very strange, isn't it?
Yeah, she's scamming.
Is that a business?
And then, Tim, you didn't see this page, or you don't remember?
Well, I know somebody set up a lot. I never knew it was 800. Why does anyone set up that many GoFundMes? And for what? Is that a business you can get into just to help people? I don't get it.
All I know is when I go to GoFundMe, and what was her name again?
Penny Gwynn is lost.
Huh?
Penny Gwynn in the chat is lost.
Yeah, this is very inside baseball. That's why I kept it to the end. Basically, I'm saying that I don't think Chris Kendall died.
Okay. You mentioned that he was murdered, correct?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Here.
So it would be very easy to call the police department and get a
No, it was an accident. It was an accident.
Right. He wasn't murdered. He fell off a ladder. That was the story.
Yeah.
He wasn't murdered.
Right. Okay, so either way, whether he was murdered or not, you can publicly get the or I don't know how it works in Lancaster or wherever this gentleman died, but you can get a freedom of information to either get the police report, the paramedic report, and the coroner's report. One of the three. That's how you know for sure whether he died or not, for real.
Yeah.
Everybody to see tonight what a great daughter I got. I mean, what kind of daughter is going to climb up on your house or try to help their mother? Renee, look this way.
If I die, you'll know why. Because her cable.
Thank you.
Okay, so she's putting a little antenna up on the roof. Okay.
I don't understand what the connection is.
I don't either. That was just Dirty Benny. Well, said, that's did the you see that video?
Chris died. Isn't that the way Chris died? Up on a ladder, and then she goes and says.
Yeah, there's the picture here on the forums. And there's his little shack that he lived in.
Right, he bled to death, right?
Yeah, Dirty Benny saying supposedly lacerated his femoral artery. Yeah, right. Possible. Yeah. Yeah, it's easy. Just get the paramedic report, get the ambulance call report, or get the coroner's report. It's easy to find out if he really died or not.
Well, I did get the report.
Okay, so I guess he died then.
Yeah, I did get it. I think I showed it to you, didn't I, Marcus?
No.
Oh, I'm sure I forwarded it to you. No, I got it from the newspaper guy.
I don't remember seeing that.
Okay. Well, I got a report. I'll send it to you.
But I really don't care. It didn't end well with me and Chris. Actually, didn't. It took for like a year and a half. I was not happy. I mean, you know, Chris would constantly kick me off. He would start yelling at me. I would be like, okay, and then I would just hang up. And I really don't care. I mean, it didn't end well for me. So that's why people are like, well, you know, why? How dare you say bad things about the dead? They can't defend themselves. Okay, well, people want to know what I think about stuff. That's the only reason I bring it up. I didn't bring it up. And again, I made that page because I knew everyone would contact, and that they did. There were tons of people who went to that page, actually, what I just showed you. I didn't even have to tell people about it. It just kind of went viral. And that's, you know, I don't know what else to say. I really don't.
Yeah, well, that's the story. And I'm just reading my correspondence with Scott, the reporter, and he said, it appears he had a gun misfire and it struck his leg and he bled out. So I still have to look for the report. I'm trying to find
right. It. So it went from he fell off a ladder and bled to death to a gun went off and he bled to death. There's just a lot of problems with the story. You know, Tiago, you know, as an EMS, ex-EMS person, you go to an accident up the road. We get them all the time here in the country. Person gets hurt. The story is always the same. Doesn't matter who looks at what angle they're looking at it. I keep hearing this. Oh, if you ask 10 people what they saw, you're going to get 10 different explanations. Maybe slightly, but they're all going to say, you know, we saw a car hit the other car.
Yeah, and that's why the best thing to do is to quash this, I guess you can say. It's very simple. Call EMS, call the coroner, call the police. The police, if he did shoot himself or it was a real laceration to the femoral artery and he died on scene or en route to the hospital, the police will have a report because police most likely in that situation, especially if he shot himself by accident, police, EMS, and fire will all be responding onto the call, onto the scene. So there will be plenty of documentation, not to mention the coroner who looked at his body after post-death. So if he died, I'm just saying if it's an actual death, then there's lots of documentation around for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not some secret super CIA agent that the government's hiding or something like that. He's just a regular guy like us here on the panel and listening at home. So to me, it's easy. Just call.
Yeah, but what if, so you saw that someone came to my website and deleted those artwork pictures. Couldn't the same people plant that he died with the police and the et cetera, et cetera?
That's real difficult to do, man. In today's,
is it?
Unless, of course. If it's a regular person, that's near impossible to do. If it's a regular person, if it's somebody of high level, high government level, or in terms of monetary, then maybe not. But like if it's just a regular Joe Blow like us guys here, that's really, you know, you got to fake police reports. You got to fake paramedic reports. I've never in my whole life, ever, 17 years as a paramedic, had anyone come up to me and tell me to change my documentation on my ambulance call reports. Ever. No government person. No men in black in a black suit came up to me. Hey, you got to change that. Don't say that he was murdered, or don't say he was shot. Say it was something else. Never, ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nor have I ever heard of it. Nor have I ever heard of that happening to somebody else. So you would have to be one big guy for all departments, EMS, police, fire, and the coroner's office to all be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it was a mystery, and he would have questioned it too, and that's why Marcus questioned it. And yeah. It's totally legitimate, and it is very strange that those things are deleted off your site, and you should put them back if you have, hopefully, I'm sure you have a backup.
I do.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. weird. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. weird. They deleted it. Yeah.
And by the way, if someone, go ahead, yeah. go ahead, Diego.
And you know what? Questioning something is not wrong. Right. You know, I think that's wrong in this society too. If I died tomorrow or yesterday, I hope you guys question it, because I don't have no suicidal thoughts. I have nothing of that kind of sort.
So
I hope.
Well, we were questioning you being AWOL for a few days.
Yeah, too. I mean that's we were concerned about you.
I'll give you guys a little bit of a clue. I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing here in Nova Scotia.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, I went up to a place called Inverness County, and Inverness County is known for, like, that area there is known for, like, one of the best lodges in the world. So I went up there, and all I'll say is I went to go see a friend who had some extra lobster traps, and I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing. That's all I said.
Oh my. Tim, well, how do we figure this out? This is like a puzzle.
It's lobster season, and you didn't have a hunting license?
Hell no. Okay. I don't give a shit, because everybody does it around here. So, but yeah, you know what? It's great to question things. I think you're right about that, Marcus. I don't think you should feel bad, or people should try to make you feel bad. But it's just, I guess, you know, it's just a mentality, group mentality everybody has. But it's easy. It's an easy fix. Call the local departments in that area, or whoever dealt with his death. It's very simple to get.
For the sake of my family, if something happens to me, I want people questioning it. But you might want to look at my wife, because she does get angry with me. So maybe she won't want me to look into it.
Well, Dirty Benny's saying, Diego, can I get some dating advice to close the evening? Don't get married, Dirty Benny. Listen to me. When I'm driving on the road, and I drive by a park, and there's two people about to get married at the park, I usually yell out of my car window, don't do it. Well, for heaven's sake, don't do it. She's going to destroy you.
Okay.
And, you know, that's my dating advice, Dirty Benny. Stay single, my man. If you're single, stay single. Enjoy your life.
And his next question is, should you date a stripper?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Why not? Yeah. You could date her, but don't marry her. Gee, don't go crazy. Don't be marrying her or anything like that. But you can date whoever you want, but you got to be smart about it, right? You got to be smart about it.
I know Tim is looking to end the show, which is great. But before we do, I'd like to hear from Linda again. She didn't really get to speak too much because of the bad connection. Are you there, Linda?
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts, questions, things you'd like to end the show with?
Did you know, Chris, did you listen to Hoaxbusters, Linda, back in the past? I don't know how long you've been listening to Truth Talk.
No, but I've heard the stories.
Okay.
And the first story I heard was that he fell off the roof and went in and, I think, went on his couch and sit there.
Yeah, I don't really know. It's a couple of years ago, but I remember the gunshot thing too.
Yeah, I've heard several stories. I have a pretty good memory.
Yeah, but you never followed. Did you follow any kind of Truth Talk back in the day? How long have you been listening to these kind of audios?
Oh, for a long time. But I mean, I just do stuff on my own a lot too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to get rid of all my programming and do the auto hosting myself.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. I listen in between to different people, but I don't consistently listen to everybody. You see what I mean? Because I'm trying to figure it out on my own, too.
That's one of the things that Alan Watt used to say that honestly used to drive me nuts. He's like, you know, I can't do all the thinking for you. You have to figure this out on your own.
And that's true.
I disagree. No, I disagree. I mean, there's no.
If somebody figures it out for you, you might as well just believe in the government again.
Yeah, but I mean, I would never, if it wasn't for Alan Watt's help, I wouldn't know half the stuff I know today.
Well, I started off with people's opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like else. But then now I'm at the point of I don't need everybody else's opinion.
Right.
Because I'm on my own and I can use my own logic and my own knowledge.
Right. Well, like for example, today, Tim just posted an excellent two videos. One was from the hotel. What was the hotel one? I'll put that in the notes.
The hotel one?
Yeah.
On Seiko 2?
Yeah.
Let me take a peek here.
I like listening to all kinds of stuff, but I don't take their word as my truth. You see what I mean? I take it in and objectively analyze it, I guess.
Sure. But I don't think there's any problem with listening to somewhat or mostly trusted people. To me, Alan Watt was a mostly trusted person. Listening to Tim is a mostly, you know, I trust but verify. No problem with that. Mm-hmm. That's why I invited Tiago to come on, and Frank, and Joe has a lot to offer. And if, you know, I think that collectively they offer things that I never would have considered before.
Oh, I agree. There's so many aspects. And I think each and every individual in this realm of where we are has a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. So why not listen to them?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that, but they don't have the whole puzzle. So you have to, you know, sort of put the puzzle pieces together of everybody you listen to.
Right.
And some of it you can toss out.
Oh yeah. A lot of it you can toss out. Yeah.
By the way, anyone that makes a comment in the FacoTube comments, it now shows up in the FacoTube chat is automatically transcribed into the FacoTube comments. So that's another good reason to use FacoTube and get off YouTube.
Tim, did you know you haven't been on YouTube in a long time?
In what way?
The show.
The show's on now.
I just checked. It wasn't.
Well,
and I checked every night and it wasn't.
Yeah, because he just said he was 51.
No. You know what happened? What happened is I reversed the YouTube 1 and YouTube 2 links.
Oh, now it's 1?
Yeah, I did. I reversed it on purpose because nobody was looking at the second link. So they were looking at the first link, which is the one that has no live stream. So the live stream is now on 1. Okay. Yes, so I did switch that. And some people noticed, some people didn't. But there's quite a few people on FacoTube tonight. There's more people on FacoTube. No. Well, there's almost as many people on FacoTube right now. So I'm grateful for that. So hopefully people can. Okay. So.
All right. So I got the it's the Benjamin Friedman 1961 speech.
Oh, that one. Right. That's an oldie, but a goodie.
So yeah. that one's a little hard to hear. And I really had a hard time understanding what he was saying. But the Daryl Bradford Smith one was excellent.
Oh, okay. That was a couple of days ago. Yep.
Yep. So I'll post that in the chat.
Yeah, that was good.
In your notes.
And actually, I just downloaded another video. I can't believe I haven't heard this before. Sometimes I'm not sure if I've listened to stuff and I haven't heard it before. But this one was from 1961. And now I got to figure out which one it is. I haven't put it on FacoTube yet because I wanted to watch it first to make sure it's any good.
Oh, so, we'll talk about it next week then.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is right now. I got so many things stuck in my head and it looks like it didn't download. So, Myron Fagan. Myron Fagan. That's 1967. I can't remember if I've listened to that before. Do you know that one?
No. I know the name, but I don't know what you're talking about.
So that was after the Benjamin Friedman one from 1961. So yeah, there's a lot of people that have been telling us what's going on for a long time. Now nobody was listening because nothing really was changing in people's lives.
That's right.
But now it is. So, well, I think we'll wrap it up now. It's been an interesting talk. Had a lot of people on the call. Been good. Why don't we go around the room and just say goodbye to everyone? I may as well start with you, Linda. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hopefully we can get our technical things, or you can get a new cable system or a new phone wire hooked up to your house. Do you have landlines in Ohio?
Yeah, I have a landline and I have
cable.
No, I don't do TV.
No, I know, but almost every house has a phone line and a cable line running up into it.
Yeah, I've got both of those.
Well, whatever one isn't working, can you switch to the other one maybe?
Yeah, but I would have to switch to Spectrum and they're just as bad. I think the goal is, because I'm in a rural area,
mm-hmm.
I think the goal is to just make the internet so bad that people will pack up and move to a city where it's
well,
better.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well, I know that is a goal, but there are other alternatives. But
Elon Musk's Starlink is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Which
it's expensive. It's expensive, though.
Right. Have you tried it, Marcus?
No, but everyone is raving about how awesome it is.
How much is it?
It's like $110. You can. They just announced one for boats. They have one for RVs. So you can be in an RV and get fast internet, which is like a first for RV.
It's just radio waves, and the FCC gives you a, you know.
It is. It's mobile. It's mobile 4G or 5G or LTE data. That's all it is. And I have to admit, the high-speed mobile data, I've got speeds. I do speed tests all the time.
Yeah, me too.
And the mobile data is faster than some of my wired-based stuff on the internet. And that just blows me away. But so what's his name is not sending it from space. He's just using the same tower that's sticking behind your house. And he's just using
all use the same thing.
Yeah,
they
that's
all use
right.
The same thing, because I've had Spectrum come out here and they're like, oh, you already have a line running to your house. Yeah, it's the same damn line that doesn't work now.
Yeah. Well,
do you see my screen, Tim?
I can, yeah.
So I just did the speed test, 759 down, 46 up, and I'm in the middle of nowhere.
You're way faster than me. I know I'm not in a fiber, or I haven't had anyone redig our wires up since this house was
built. That's cable TV. It's cable.
Yeah, well, I don't get that from cable. I never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pay.
By the way, a little pro tip for people who don't get those speeds. If you have a splitter off your cable, like for multiple TVs, that splitter literally is killing your speed.
Right.
What you do is you just go direct.
Yeah, it degrades the signal. But it cuts the power. But
yeah.
I only have one TV in my whole house.
You shouldn't watch it.
I don't very much, honestly.
All right. Well, let's keep going.
But I don't have any news on it or anything. So.
All right. You just to watch Disney, right? All right. Let's go around the room and say goodnight to Joe Pepper. Joe, any closing comments?
I just wanted to say, alive or dead, he managed to cancel himself during COVID, and it's a shame that we lost that voice, whatever happened to him.
I agree.
Who?
It is too bad.
Who?
Chris Kendall. It's too bad. Okay. He's not here to...
I didn't mean to say it like that. I didn't know what you're talking about.
There's a couple... He did a couple of shows talking about COVID. Not too many, because it was just starting up back at the time. Might be worth revisiting or re-listening to.
Yes.
But he was very aggravated, I heard, by the whole thing.
Do you think maybe someone wanted him to shut up?
No.
No?
I don't think he was that important. He was just important to our little crowd, I think. They would have gone after Marcus first.
Come bring it on, dudes. Meet me in the driveway.
Jeez. I hope you have a camera.
One last little quick link.
All right.
Frank was talking about, he was upset with me about Francis Bacon and the Bible and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to post that link. Let me post it up here.
Boom. You should post it in Fakotum, actually, but that's okay.
Well, I'll give it to you on Telegram. You can post it in the show notes.
All right.
Conspiracy over who edited the King James Bible, a case of too much bacon.
Oh man, I'm actually tired of that story, aren't you?
No, I can talk about this forever.
Oh, okay.
So I really think that the Freemasons gave us the Bibles, and I wanted to talk about this with Linda tonight, but we didn't have time.
Yeah, and next show.
Yeah, and
I plotted her down.
And that, you know, this is the crowd who rules over us. And they have all aspects of our life covered, including the Bible. So that's what I meant by that.
All right. Well, we're still saying goodnight, though. I don't want to start a new topic. So
that's it. Good night. Thanks for having me on.
We have to say goodnight to Tiago.
Let's do it.
Good night. Thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to the closing music you got there.
Okay, but between yeah, go ahead.
No, it reminds me of Ron Jeremy back in the 70s for some reason.
Oh, wow. You were a student of his?
Well, he just said he has no problem with strippers, so why wouldn't he? Ron Jeremy, I have a poster. Music. He's a hero in my house.
Wow. I don't know. I don't think I want to elaborate on that.
No, we don't have to. My wife will be home soon, so let's move on.
All right.
Let's there we go. On. Perfect music.
Let's move on out. All right, Tiago. We'll be in touch later. We've got to tune up our next show with the silence. What's your website on Facebook again?
I will not Tiago? Be silent anymore. I will not okay. be silent I will anymore. Not. Yeah.
I will not be silent anymore. Okay, and your group's got almost 10,000 now, so we better get on there.
Does Linda have a website or social media she would like us to promote for a reward for being on tonight?
Linda, no. do you have anything?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Linda's on Discord, though.
So okay.
You can find her on the Fake College Discord, fake11.com/Discord. You can find her there. She's a big participant on IPS's Discord as well. But we will.
I really enjoyed your talk with IPS yesterday.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks. The guy's super smart, man.
Me too.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you, Marcus. Thanks, everybody. And Marcus, closing comments for you. This is the Marcus Allen Super Show every Thursday with a very reliable panel, usually. But Frank, couldn't make it in tonight. I don't know what happened.
As always, the only ask that we all have collectively is that you just tell one person about this show.
Okay.
Not more than one, just one. That's all you just have to one. Do is one.
Let's get the numbers up. Well, they're going up.
They are.
And
how
that's
many people
good.
Watch tonight?
Well, let's see here. Right now, I think I peaked. Well, we're near our peak on YouTube, about 22. And yeah, there's nobody on any other platform. People just, they don't go to Facebook. They don't go to my DLive. I'm kicked off Twitch. And I didn't get the Telegram thing going. There's something I have to do there I'm not sure about. But FakoTube's been pretty good. Over 20 people on FakoTube. So pretty good numbers. And there are audio-only people, maybe 5 or 10. So pretty good. Pretty good. It takes time, though, to build an audience. That's for damn sure. So that's fine.
Yeah, but just for those who are listening to the recording, 1,500 to 2,000 views of this recording each week.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I heard CNN only has 100,000 people watching their newscast now.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know if you believe that, but
I believe that.
So they're dropping off the map for shows like this and millions of other shows out there that are way more interesting than CNN. So, yeah. Well, thanks everyone for showing up here, and thanks for everyone for downloading it too. I think most people like me, they listen to podcasts later the next day. So,
yeah.
we'll have a lot of downloads. Whether people listen to their downloads is another story that there's no way to track. So you just have to either send me an email or a donation. That's how I know for sure you listen. So thanks very much. And we'll be back Saturday morning. Rick and Rollo. There are people that like Rick and Rollo. They get fan mail. So even though it's a drunken mess, we still produce it just to keep our Discord hopping.
I like Rick.
Rick is super smart when it comes to esoterica. Yeah. All right. And now we know Marcus shows up on Discord now and then. So you can.
Not true. No? Not true.
Okay. So Marcus.
You invited me.
All right. Okay. No. If you want to talk to Marcus, you have to invite him.
Apparently. No, if you want to talk to Marcus, I hate when I talk in third person. If you would like to talk to me.
Yeah.
You can drop me a line. There's a email address on my website at Escape the New Normal.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Okay,
thank you, BB.